This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. Now, I would like to congratulate CARP for a big win on behalf of seniors hit hard by extra drug costs we're facing because of the coronavirus. It has caused drug shortages, and so we are all limited to 1 month's supplies rather than the customary 90-day fills, and that means more co-payments. And those co-payments can really add up if you are on multiple drugs. So CARP got involved, launched an advocacy effort, and we got some good news from the Ontario government yesterday. Now I'd like to welcome our friend Marissa Lennox, Chief Policy Officer at CARP. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, Libby.
Congratulations.
Well, it's congratulations to seniors in the province because they are the ones that will really benefit from this. And we're pleased to see the Ontario government move in this direction. What we'd heard from our members, I mean, we've frankly been inundated with phone calls and emails from folks saying that, you know, these additional costs through no fault of their own were really having an impact on their lives and forcing them to make very difficult decisions about whether to pay for essential medicines or other necessities in life. We urged the government because ultimately at the end of the day, this was a government policy. Yes, it was recommended by Canadian pharmacists, but it was a government-issued policy, and so we urged them to cover the cost of these co-payments because they were having such a huge impact on the financial well-being of our members and on seniors.
Okay, so what it is exactly is that anybody over 65, which puts you into the Ontario Drug Benefit Program, won't have to make co-payments until July the 1st on any prescription of more than 30 days that's being administered in installments. So that is a little bit limited. That means if you get a 30-day prescription from your doctor, you're still going to have to pay the copay on that, right?
So basically the policy is this. So they will be covering the co-payments for people that were previously receiving 60 or 90 day supplies. So let's take, for example, a thyroid medication. This is someone who has a thyroid condition. It's a chronic condition and they'll be on medication likely for the rest of their life. And their medication's being dispensed in 60 or 90 day supplies. The consequence of this 30-day policy meant that their co-payments had tripled. Because now, rather than paying once every 90 days or 60 days, they were paying once every 30 days. And so what the government has said is that they will cover the additional co-payments, not the first, but the second and the third, effectively, right up until, you know, July 1st, or really until the policy is rescinded, whichever comes first. We will see this policy lifted. We are starting to see it in other provinces. Manitoba and New Brunswick have already lifted it. Some provinces have agreed to cover the co-payment. Most Atlantic provinces have agreed to cover the co-payment in the interim. It does not include people who are taking, let's say, a 10-day supply of penicillin or amoxicillin or any antibiotic really for an infection. They'll still have to pay that co-payment. They'll still have that co-payment attached to it. But that's because they really weren't impacted by this 30-day policy. It's really for those that were previously receiving, 60 or 90 day supplies worth of their prescription.
Okay, and if it's a new prescription, if it's written for 60 days, the same deal, right?
That's right.
And you are, because the way this reads, I thought there would be no copayment, but you're saying there is a copayment on the first 30 days.
That's how I understood it. So perhaps some clarity is needed there. What I understood is that it was really for the second and third, but, you know, let me go back. I'll get some clarity on that one. It's possible if you're going to pick up your prescription for the first time now, because this policy is effective yesterday, it's possible you won't have to pay a co-payment. That's right, until June. It really is. It's intended to make seniors whole. It's intended to make ODB recipients whole. That's really what the government was doing. And back in May, early May, May 1st, actually, they launched a consultation. What the consultation really focused on was, you know, the government was looking at maybe covering one of the two additional co-payments and maybe pharmacies would be left, you know, holding the bag for the balance. They received over 500 responses to this consultation, you know, that mostly would have hit local independent pharmacies probably the hardest. A lot of senior complaints as well, saying that they shouldn't be responsible for these additional costs. So I think the government heard them loud and clear and really just agreed that until, you know, this policy is rescinded beginning of July or end of June, that they'll just end up covering the co-payments.
So it's the government paying for this. The pharmacists aren't taking any of this on. We know from other research that actually the demographic that is hardest hit when in terms of not being able to cover the cost of medication are people who are just before they're the age of 65, 55 to 65. What about them?
So according to this news release, individuals who are unable to pay for their meds, maybe they receive an enormous, you know, maybe they have a number of medications that they need to pay for, and they're struggling to pay for those costs, may be able to qualify for the Trillium Drug Benefit Program. And from what I understand from the release, they're allowing people to have their income reassessed based on the household income. Maybe that's changed. Maybe they've seen a decline in it, and they may be eligible for some financial benefit through the Trillium Drug Benefit Program where they might not have, you know, a few months ago. So they're urging people, Ontarians, to reapply if they are experiencing sort of a financial burden because of COVID and now because of, you know, having to pay for the additional costs of drugs. So there is that too.
Okay, I'm going to take a call from Rini in Hamilton. Hello.
Hello. Has there been any movement on the dispensing fees? You know, now we get a 30-day supply and we pay the fee. We get another 30-day supply, another fee. So we end up paying the dispensing fee three times now.
So that
really adds up, especially for drugs that are not covered by the OHIP plans or the senior plans.
So if you're 65 years and older, you qualify for the Ontario Drug Benefit, and that is what the government has agreed to pay for it. In some provinces, you know, there's some confusion around the what's called a dispensing fee versus a co-payment. But effectively, the cost to the senior has to pay out of pocket when they go to pick up their prescription. That is what the government is agreeing to pay for in Ontario. And effective yesterday until the end of June or July 1st, that will be covered by the province. Now, there are some stipulations. I understand you need to contact the pharmacy 10 days in advance to let them know that you'll be picking up your prescription. Mm-hmm. But that fee that we're both talking about here, the fee that you pay, that $6.11 when you pick up your prescription, that will be waived.
And dispensing fee.
Yeah.
Because there are some drugs that are not covered by the Ontario Drug Plan.
Yep. And yes. I don't think you get a break on those, right,
no.
Marissa? It's just this.
No, you don't. You pay the full amount for those.
Yep.
That's right. And that will continue.
Has anybody sent this over to Premier Ford's gouging snitch line? Because this is obviously gouging, especially gouging of seniors.
These are approved co-pays or dispensing fees. I don't think that you can call them gouging. It's just a matter of how often they were paid out, and this is what the government decided. Thanks for your call. I think to call it gouging is a bit much.
Yeah. So again, I think, you know, it's a difficult time because people have seen increased costs associated with COVID and, you know, many are having difficulty paying for things that they otherwise would have paid for. But really the focus of this program is to really compensate the increased costs associated with something that is directly related to COVID-19. So seniors saw an increase in the cost of co-payments because there were fears over supply chain shortages and a hoarding mentality. And so what the government did is they implemented this policy. And so they're compensating for that decision. That's what this is about.
Okay. I'm going to take one more quick call. Joan in Burlington. Hi, Joan.
Hi. Oddly enough, the pharmacy I go to So far, they have prorated their dispensing fees. Now, one prescription, I went to pick up two prescriptions. One was like the full prescription for 100 capsules for 50 days, which is almost the 2 months. And for the two prescriptions, they only charged me $2.37 instead of the $4.11. So I called them up and said, I've been undercharged. And she says, oh, well, she said, this is the way the computer is spewing out all the information now.
Okay, Joan, thanks for that. That's a nice pharmacy.
Well, and we do know that some pharmacies have, in advance of this decision having been made by the province, some pharmacies were taking steps on their own to actually support seniors and reduce those costs for them, because, you know, in a lot of ways, pharmacies were, you know, they're on the front lines and they were bearing a lot of the frustrations and in some cases criticisms from patients who were feeling like this was a pharmacy issue. So I do know Rexall, as an example, was one of those pharmacies that ended up covering 2/3 of the costs of co-payments for seniors. Just a goodwill gesture.
Yeah, that was very nice on their part because, you know, when they're dispensing it once a month, they're, you know, that's a labor cost, right?
That's right.
So, Joan, thank you for sharing your nice pharmacy with us. And Marissa, what would you like to leave us with on this?
No, just that, you know, Ed, we're glad to see the Ontario government move in this direction. And a big thank you to all of our CART members who made this happen, because, you know, we act on your behalf and we hear you and we worked hard to get this done. So I'm glad that I think it's a good day for seniors.
Okay. Marissa Lennox, Chief Policy Officer at CARP. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Libby. Take care.
Okay. You too.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.